Welcome to Moneyline. I'm Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me here on this Wednesday special midweek edition here. We have a lot to talk about. I'm going to take you inside one of our pitch meetings and talk about some of the ideas that we talked about with our team yesterday and share that with you. And also pull you up on all the news that's going on, a little bit of a pullback we're having in tech stocks, rotation of money a bit, gold plunging, all this and more coming up on a special edition of Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
Again, this is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me. We have a Wednesday edition here. It is August 12th. I know I always have to look down to see what day it is. I don't even remember. It is August 12th, and it's a special edition, but we're going to start doing some consistent midweek, either Tuesday or Wednesday, a shorter version. And Friday will be our original weekly Moneyline podcast. This week, it's been a busy week. Traveling the last couple weeks, as you know, back home in the condo right now. I have to quarantine a bit because I'm not allowed back in the office due to travel. So once I can, hopefully we'll be back in a studio in a week or two, which would be great. Until that, we'll be here. So for today's podcast, it's going to be a little different. As I mentioned, we have meetings usually a couple times a month. All depending, this one was Zoom because obviously everybody's still working at home. And we talk about just ideas, throw around ideas. If you ever saw the show Billions, they kind of had one, I think it was the first or second season at the end, they all got together at a steakhouse in a special room, and all these hedge fund guys shared ideas. It's similar to that, just not as fancy. We're all sitting at home, half of us potentially in pajamas, but you get the point. We sit there and we share ideas with each other. And I'm doing it this morning, so you know, the market hasn't even opened yet, but I'm doing it this morning because I have a busy day and I want to get to the producer to get this out. And so you'll be drinking my coffee. So these ideas, they're meant to come up with investment ideas, stock ideas specifically, and just kind of, get at the juices flowing as far as thinking outside the box. And that is how we become so successful, by coming up with ideas like this and looking ahead to the future, not just reading CNBC or Fox Business or Yahoo Finance and just saying, okay, this is what their people are investing, let's follow the crowd. Following the crowd doesn't get you there. I'm gonna do a whole special video on thinking long-term because I think it's so important and we have such great examples of how it's worked out. And to me, that is the only way to be truly successful in the stock market and to beat the market over the long term is to think long term. All right, so let's get into this because, I want to kind of go pretty quick through this, but just give you an idea, and I'm not going to share too much because obviously I can't share all of our secrets and stuff that we talk about. Nobody would be happy with me, but I want to share just some ideas that we've come across. So when I sat down, I had a couple ideas on a pitch, and just these are sectors that we think people are interested in, but number one, that I think that are going to be profitable in the next several years, and I think are big trends. And one was solar. The solar stocks, not that I'm anti-solar, ever was anti-solar, I just wasn't pro-solar for the reasons a lot of people were. I had a lot of investors back in the day that wanted to be pro-solar because they wanted to save the world. To me, when it comes to investing, I leave any political, any personal feelings out of it. My only goal is to invest in companies that can help make you money. Granted, I'm not investing in some type of unethical investment or on some ethical company. That's not, I would never do that. But you don't judge me if I invest in an oil company if you're a greenie who doesn't like that. That's fine. You don't have to agree with me, but my job isn't to tell you how to live your life. My job is to tell you where the best opportunities are. So I was never into solar because of that. I knew down the road we would eventually have some type of solar alternative energy that would expand and take over fossil fuels at some point in time. And it seems like solar really is moving along. The solar stocks have been doing great. There's an ETF out there, the symbol's TAN, of course, T-A-N. It's a Guggenheim Solar ETF. It's had one hell of a year. As a matter of fact, year to date, I'll give you the numbers here. Year to date, it is up 61%. I mean, that's amazing. And that's an ETF, that's not even a stock. So we talked about that, and that's something that I will be adding a solar stock to our portfolios for subscribers, also for clients of Penn Financial Group. So I've been doing some deep dive on solar. Pullback yesterday, the sector is back 3%. I think we're gonna have a little bit more of a pullback on solar, so looking for some weakness to buy into, but there's a lot of great opportunities in solar right now. Another theme that I loved, and we actually wrote about this a couple months ago in one of our newsletters, and that is the proximity trade. And what I mean by proximity trade is everybody was at the stay at home or work from home or quarantine trade, don't leave your house trade, no travel trade, whatever you want to call it, companies that did well when you were stuck inside. Well, now it's the opposite. Proximity trade is the fact that we can actually start getting closer to people once again. We can start traveling once again. We made a trade for our clients last week that was a proximity trade. And I do see some more opportunities here along the way. You know, we'll talk about vaccines here in a minute. You know, Russia said they came out with a vaccine. I don't know about that, but that's what they said. And I do believe there will be a vaccine sooner rather than later, and we're gonna start seeing the proximity trades. The trades, these include the airlines, these include cruise lines, these include restaurants, hotels, casinos, those types of places. Those are the ones that you wanna look at. You know, I've talked about Penn National Gaming here a few times, how I bought it and then it fell all the way down to $3 and ended up selling it on the way back up. I think I lost a little bit or broke even. I should have held on because the stock actually hit an all-time high on Monday intraday. Unbelievable, this is a casino stock, but they own some part of Barstools, but they also have some exposure as well to sports gambling. And if anybody's been watching sports lately, I'm a huge, huge sports fan. I will say, basketball is tough to watch, especially with my team really banged up right now, the Sixers. Baseball is tough to watch because my team has zero bullpen. But I will tell you the sport that I've been watching. I watched a 5-overtime game yesterday, which is just amazing. Best athletes in the world, in my opinion, and the best professional athletes in the world. And the best playoff sports ever to watch is NHL hockey. These guys leave everything on it. Those guys played almost 2.5 games worth last night. Unbelievable what they have, what they go through, and they're getting banged up. So congrats to Toronto for winning and Columbus, but I would like to see Columbus win. My point is there are some of these casino stocks that are related to sports gambling. You're gonna see a lot of gambling going on in sports right now. Not a lot of sports going on out there. They may cancel college football, that might hurt it, but I will say that that's one area to watch. And speaking of that, a stock that I talk about a lot, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but Madison Square Sports, MSGS, one we have for the portfolio for subscribers, was up 2.5% yesterday. It's actually up a lot more because the Rangers, who they own, were lucky enough to get the first overall pick in the draft. So it rallied on that news, which is pretty fascinating. And you know, maybe you'll see the Rangers turn around. As a Flyers fan, I hope they never turn around, but as a guy recommending the stock, I like to see him turn around. So those are some proximity plays that we talked about. I think there's a lot of opportunity because the airlines, hotels, all the ones I talked about are still very beaten down. If you think that this economy gets back to normal at some point in the next couple of years, these are 3 to 5 year plays, folks, but they could be double, triples, if not more, depending on a specific stock in the next couple of years. I think they're great plays. Now that leads me to vaccines, because the vaccine is gonna help with the proximity trade. Last night it came out, Trump mentioned Moderna, mRNA, a stock I've talked about several times. He talked about them last night, how they struck a deal with, the government struck a deal for a $1.525 billion deal with Moderna for 100 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine, if it's approved. It's in phase 3 trials right now. The government also has acquired up to additional 400 million doses prior to this from a couple other companies. I believe it was Johnson & Johnson's, Arm, Janssen, GlaxoSmithKline, Sanofi, Novavax, and AstraZeneca. They had deals with all of them as well. So you're looking at 400 to 500 million doses, which is fantastic. We're gonna need more than that, but it's a good start. And it's good to kind of get a little bit from each company because you don't know which one's gonna be approved, when they're gonna be approved. But we talked about vaccines yesterday, and I said I think the vaccine stocks look fantastic right now because they were all pulling back. Moderna closed at $68.97. I will say I personally bought some Moderna yesterday. It's pure luck, I mean, honestly. But luckily, the stock is up pre-market pretty nice, so I'm happy about that. If you take a look, sometimes you get lucky in the market. It's up about 9-10% pre-market, so it'd be a quick 9-10% gain. I might hold on to it. I don't know. I might sell today. I have no clue. There's a couple others, and there's another one that I haven't mentioned that I'm looking at for potential clients and subscribers. There's a couple that look really good right here, some of the big name ones. And there was a article out yesterday that showed who they thought were going to be the top play, the top potential players in this. And it's the companies we've talked about in the past, folks. Number one, they listed Pfizer and BioNTech, which is PHE and BNTX. We've talked about that already. They had number two is Moderna, just mentioned them. Three, AstraZeneca. Again, we've talked about all these in the past. And then four and five are Sinopharm and Sinovac, two Chinese companies. Six, that actually has the Russian one, which who knows if that's real or not. But pretty fascinating. But I do think, you know, I've been against kind of buying and trying to pick one stock. I think a little bit of a basket approach is better. But the more I think about it, I think we're going to see several companies get approved just because we need the vaccine pretty badly. And it's going to do pretty well. And it may be a quick buy the rumor, sell the news. Maybe have to sell into the news if it does get approved, because it might be it. But there are some plays on pullbacks out there right now in the vaccines. SPACs, because everybody's talking about SPACs, Special Purpose Acquisition Corps. Everybody's talking about it. You know, it came hot with SpaceX, SPCE last year. Then there's DraftKings came out and they did a SPAC. A bunch of big, you know, Nikola, NKLA, the EV, hydrogen truck company. So there's a ton out there that have been hot. And it's just more and more companies. You have, you know, Ackman coming out and doing one. You have Billy Bean, the movie Moneyball is about him. Brad Pitt plays him. He was the GM of the Oakland A's. I don't know if he still is. But this kind of genius GM, general manager of baseball, used analytics. He's involved in a sports-backed SPAC that's coming out, which I find fascinating. So it's the new way to go public. I think we're going to start seeing companies get rid of the old way, because the old way of going public typically benefits two people. It benefits the investment bankers, who nobody likes, and it benefits the current shareholders of the company, which I don't dislike them at all, but it does actually hurt some companies, because it costs so much to go public that it's easier and cheaper to go through the SPAC. And by going the way of a SPAC, better opportunity for us individual investors as well. So I'm gonna start talking a lot more about SPACs, and I'm gonna do a special video just on SPACs coming up. So just so everybody gets explained about that. We also talked about biotech. To me, biotech has pulled back as well and kind of goes along with the vaccine, but biotech's got smashed yesterday. Biotech index, the IBB, the NASDAQ biotech index, down 2.2%. I talked about this last week as being a great buying opportunity. It continues to fall. The biotech index, the IBB, is now down 10%. It broke its initial support level, but it could keep falling. If it falls down 15%, it has long-term support down there. I mean, super long-term, very big support, and the 200-day moving average. So between now and 15% down, I don't know if it falls that much. It could fall even more, I don't know. But somewhere in that zone, as a long-term investor, I'm definitely looking at biotech stocks right now. I think there's great, great opportunity. Even in the ETFs, if you're more of an ETF person, I'd rather build my own, but there's a lot of opportunity in there. And we talked about some specific names, but I'm not going to share those here. Obviously, those are for clients and for subscribers. Two other areas that came up in the meeting I thought were pretty important. One is blockchain, and of course, if you follow Bitcoin, Bitcoin broke above 12,000 recently, a little bit of a pullback in the last 24, 36 hours, but they still look great. Our altcoins are rocking and rolling. As of this weekend, of the 11 altcoins that we've recommended since January 7th, seven have at least doubled, several over 200, 300% gains. And we did actually sell one on Monday. We sold a third of a position that we bought on January 5th, folks. So basically, just over a month, just over 7 months and a couple days, we sold a third for a 550% gain. I mean, where else can you make 550% in 7 months and a couple days? The average portfolio, if you just bought the average portfolio, at that time was up over 150%. During that same time frame, the Dow was down. Gold's up about 30. Bitcoin's up about 40. So we're blowing the doors off everything. So that you know, and but it pulls back. It pulled back the last couple of days when Bitcoin pulls back. It's volatile. But again, I still think we're in the very, very early innings. I talked to a guy who was one of the first people to ever buy Bitcoin yesterday on the phone, and he said, you know, Matt, the crazy part is, this is the beginning. And people think, oh, it's too much, I've missed it. This is the beginning, and I agree with him. So we talked about some blockchain plays as well. So, you know, Bitcoin's built on the blockchain. Blockchain's the technology behind it. So I think there's some opportunities out there as well. And then last one, it was something that I was big on years ago, and we had a lot of stocks go up really, really big, and they've almost all pulled back. Not all of them, most of them, but, and this is cannabis. Because, you know, Biden announced Kamala Harris yesterday, and I think for him, I'm not telling you which way I lean, who I'm voting for, but for him, I think it was a good choice, because she probably is more moderate than or she is more moderate than like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or the far, far left. So this could be good for him. I don't know. I don't know who's going to win the election. I really think it's a toss-up and there's too much time, even though we're only less than 3 months away. I think a lot can happen between now and then. If the economy takes off, we get a vaccine, it's obviously good for Trump. If things fall apart, it's good for Biden. So who the hell knows what happens between now and then. But the point is, if there's a Democratic sweep through all three, you know, Senate, Congress, and presidency, I think you'll see cannabis legalized immediately. And I don't mean immediately, but I mean like very early 2021. I think regardless of who wins, it gets legalized at some point in 2021 because I think we're going to need the tax money to pay off all these stimulus bills. All that being said, I think it's very bullish for that. And you have to look at the U.S. players. So, you know, one stock that actually just reported earnings this morning, and I will see if I can get the actual specifics of what they did, because I saw it come across, is Trulieve, TCNNF is, or sorry, Trulieve, TCNNF is the symbol. They came out this morning. Let's see what their numbers were. They had revenue of $120.8 million. They beat by $13.3 million. Up 109% of last year. Their adjusted EBITDA was $60.5 million versus estimate $45.6 million. So far, everything I'm reading sounds fantastic. Then says here, net income of $6.6 million. So they're making money. Your bottom line is fantastic. That EBITDA number, by the way, was up 91.5% over last year. They have free cash flow of just under $40 million. And then they guided for 2020. Their guidance for 2020 for this year is revenue between $465 and $485 million. The previous was $380 to $400, so man, they're crushing it. And analyst expectations were $436, so above the analyst expectations. You know, EBITDA, they now see adjusted EBITDA $205 to $225 million, again, versus $140, $160 prior. They opened 5 new stores in Florida. They ended Q2 with 52 stores nationwide. It's a big player in Florida. And I was in Florida last week. I was talking to people about this, and they're saying it's just blowing up there. I mean, people are loving it down there, the medical marijuana. So this is big news for a company like that. And I will say that this is the only marijuana stock that I own. You know, I don't own stocks that I have for subscribers or for clients. So this is one I own. This is one I don't have anywhere else. And so I'm happy with it. It hit a new all-time high this week. Looks like it's up 2% again pre-market. So the play is what I'm trying to get at here. The play is U.S.-based marijuana stocks right now. That's where you're going to find potential bargains. That's where you're going to get your best deals. Because if we take a look at Trulieve, for example, and you know, the numbers I just mentioned, where the stock stands right now, you know, it is a $2.26 billion company, so it is a pretty big company. The thing is, though, the estimate for this year is for 57 cents a share profit, earnings per share, up to 85 next year, up to $1.60 in 2022. On sales increasing from 4 and change to 6 to 8 and change. So price of sales a little pricey, but if you start looking at the forward PE ratio, you look ahead to 2022, because we're going to look a little bit further, and that's only 2 years from now. And will be middle of 2022 at that point. If they're able to meet these expectations of $1.60, you're looking at a stock that probably trades 3 times $1.60. You know, 16 times 3 is what, 30, 48 bucks a share? And today it's at 20. So, I mean, there is some upside here. And this one's not as cheap as some of the others. There's a couple other US players that are a little bit cheaper. And if you look at the index of the US-based cannabis stocks versus the global, versus just Canadian, US is crushing it. So that's where you're seeing movers right now. So there is opportunity out there, folks, in this. And for subscribers, I'm gonna look into doing that. I'm gonna mention in this upcoming issue, in the next investment opportunities issue, I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna reveal one of my top US cannabis plays and add it to the portfolio. So if anybody's interested in that. And again, you know, that's as little as $99 a year for that. Then you get 12 monthly issues, you have access to all the portfolios. So again, make sure you hit like down below, comment, please, any comments. I'm sure you have comments on U.S. cannabis, on any of the topics I talked about. Again, this is very rare for me to share this. We talked about solar, we talked about proximity plays, the anti-work-from-home plays, we talked about the vaccines, we talked about SPACs, biotechs, blockchain, Bitcoin, altcoins, and cannabis in the U.S. I mean, we just talked about some hot topics, all great long-term themes, in my opinion. So please leave your comments below, like below, share the video. And again, this is a midweek update here. It is August 12th before the market opens. But I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. It looks like the market's going to open up after a 7-day winning streak was broken yesterday. Oh, real quick, just on the markets, people are saying, well, the tech stock rally's over. Folks, we can't go up every day. We're pulling back a little bit in the NASDAQ. That's okay. I mean, my goodness, we were at an all-time high last week and we're down about 3%, not even quite 3% from an all-time high. Heck, I mean, we have gone up so much, we need to calm down. It's okay. If you see money go into the proximity trade, you may see some come away from the work from home software stocks for a little bit. Doesn't mean they're not great long-term plays. It's short term. It's all right. You have to ride it out. Trust me, you'll be okay. All right, folks, have a great, wonderful Wednesday, hump day, I believe they call that. Go out there, get somebody a hug, tell me you love them, spread some love, be safe, wear a mask if you want to. It's up to you, personal opinion, but be safe and enjoy the market. And any comments, leave it below, and we will see you Wednesday for the full episode. Again, this is Matt McCall.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.